As we've been reporting, children are stepping up to tackle climate change. That's not a surprise to our next guest. After all, children will suffer the consequences. Pediatrician Aaron Bernstein studies the way climate change impacts health, and he has a lot of concerns. He's at Boston Children's Hospital and co-directs the Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment at Harvard's Chan School of Public Health. Dr. Bernstein, a big factor you point to is pollution and how it can affect children's developing lungs and brains. Are we seeing this play out already?
We are. We've known for a long time that air pollutants were bad for lungs. But the more we learn about air pollution, the more we realize that it doesn't really care which organ it gets to. We have pretty good evidence that it can damage developing brains. It may be causing Alzheimer's disease over the lifespan. And there's even some preliminary evidence that shows that air pollution may be a factor in autism.
In your research, do you find economic or social disparities in who will be affected the most?
We know that these air pollutants, the particulate matter, the ozone, harm poor people, people of color in the United States more than others. And so if we do what we need to do.
Why is that?
Because it turns out that if you're going to buy a house, you don't necessarily want to buy it next to the freeway or next to the industrial plant. And that means that people don't pay as much. And so if you're poorer, you tend to buy houses closer to those areas. And that's just one example. So we see a real opportunity here with stopping burning fossil fuels and addressing some of the big health problems we face.
What's the connection to obesity?
We know that getting more exercise, which means walking and bicycling more, even taking public transit as opposed to sitting in cars, is good for obesity. We know that eating less red meat and potentially higher fat animal products is bad for obesity, and eating more plants is good for obesity. And all these things are also good for carbon. And so if we provide better access to affordable public transit and get people and children out of sitting in cars, if we give children places to play outdoors, green space is good for outdoor recreation. It's good for air pollution. It's good for sequestering carbon. We can, in fact, address obesity.
What about mental health impacts? What are you seeing in terms of children?
We've had the misfortune of watching disasters unfold, disasters associated with climate change. And when children have to deal with these disasters, it not only can affect their mental health in the near term, but for a long time. So children who were affected by Katrina were followed for years out, and we see increased rates of certain mental health symptoms in them. And we know that in a child who experiences these so-called adverse childhood events, that the more of them a child gets, the more likely it can affect things beside their mental health across the lifespan. So they may die earlier. They may have higher rates of cancer. They may engage in more risk-taking behavior. And so these form a part of what we pediatricians call ACEs, or adverse childhood events, that through toxic stress can lead to adverse health outcomes. At the same time, again, the solutions to climate change, including things like improving green space in cities, have been shown to have tremendous benefit to childhood mental health.
I'm wondering if there are places around the world, cities or whole countries, that are taking these kinds of steps to address health effects in children.
At any number of places around the world, people are really engaged on climate. In the United States, we see cities and states doing tremendous things around what they want to do for energy production, food systems, transportation. But I think your question is well taken, which is that we don't necessarily think about children when we do these things. And I think that's why the climate strikes that happened this past week were so important, because our children were calling us to account. And so when we look at any policy at any state or local level, we often ask, what does this mean to adults? But we don't ask what it means to our children. And if I could make anything clear, I don't know what it is that we have to be thinking about our children, whether we're dealing with the acute effects of air pollution in our cities today and the disproportionate impacts they have on children, or for the long term and the carbon pollution and what that means to the world we want our children to live in.
Aaron Bernstein is a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital. He's also the co-director of the Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.